Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
In Psalm 103, verse 7, we read, "He made known his ways to Moses." Let's listen again as Moses talks to God. "If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you." Israel was in a crisis that threatened their relationship with God. But what did Moses pray for? Not, "Lord, you've got to resolve it for me." Instead, he prayed, "Teach me your way so I may know you." He wanted more than just information about God. He wanted intimacy with him, to know his heart and mind, how he thought and felt about the situation. Why? Because knowing God and having his favor would bring all the other things he needed, including a solution to the crisis. And God gave him what he asked. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. God responded to Moses' request, saying, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." In the Hebrew text, "you" is singular. God promised to accompany Moses and give rest to only him. Anybody else would have accepted gladly, but not Moses. His prayer surpassed his own concerns. "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here." In other words, "Lord, it's not me I'm praying for, it's us." Question: are your prayers bigger than yourself and your own needs? The Bible says, "For God so loved the world." So pray that your family, your town, and a lost world will not perish but have everlasting life. That's knowing God's heart and purpose. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.